This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The 10 leading U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are holding a debate Thursday night. Focus is likely to be on the top three top polling contenders, former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Senator Bernie Sanders. The debate is being held in Houston, Texas. It's the third in a string of contests aimed at helping voters pick a Democratic nominee to challenge incumbent Republican Donald Trump in the November 2020 presidential election. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has voted in favor of guidelines for conducting an impeachment probe of President Donald Trump. Thursday's procedural party line vote allows the committee's chairman to designate hearings as impeachment proceedings. It also allows Trump's legal team to respond in writing to any information presented in those hearings. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded Thursday, telling reporters the American people understand the proceedings must be based on careful, methodical consideration of the evidence.
Come with me sometime and you'll hear what the American people are saying. They understand that impeachment is a very divisive measure. But if we have to go there, we'll have to go there. But we can't go there unless we have the facts.
Pelosi has urged caution in the past. She says the public doesn't support impeachment. President Trump is set to visiting the city of Baltimore, Maryland today. He's addressing the Republican congressional leaders attending an annual retreat. The president recently tweeted calling the black majority city a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess where, in his words, no human being would want to live. Several protests are planned to coincide with his visit, including demonstrations against white supremacy and racism. For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson denied Thursday that he lied to Queen Elizabeth when asking to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks in the run-up to a Brexit deadline. The Queen granted permission, but the suspension has been challenged in British courts. Earlier Thursday, a three-judge Scottish court ruled that Johnson's government's advice to the Queen was unlawful because it disguised the government's true reason for wanting a parliamentary shutdown. On Tuesday, Britain's Supreme Court must decide whether the Scottish ruling is correct or not. Former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe's funeral will be a private family occasion, a family spokesman told the media on Thursday. There's been confusion over whether Mugabe would have a public burial or a private one. Here's Leo Mugabe, the former president's nephew.
The family had never announced the fact that they were going to bury him in Zimbabwe. The family only had said they were going to have a private burial.
Leo Mugabe insisted there was no feud with the Zimbabwe government over the arrangements for the funeral. After the public viewings, Mugabe's casket will later be taken to the country's national stadium in Harare and then to his birthplace. President Trump's new United Nations ambassador says strong American leadership is absolutely critical, and she intends to provide it. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Kelly Kraft is a longtime Republican activist who previously served as U.S. ambassador to Canada. As the new U.N. ambassador, she says she's honored to hold President Trump's confidence.
This is a confidence I will seek to maintain and grow as I continue to convey the reinvigorated policies of this administration.
Kraft also says she'll stand by America's friends and allies and advocate for the poor and weak. I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is denying a report that Israel set up spying devices near the White House. The story was reported by the Washington-based news site Politico. Netanyahu said of the story it is a complete fabrication. The spokesman for the Israeli embassy in Washington told VOA Israel doesn't conduct espionage operations in the United States, period. Politico reported Thursday that the U.S. government believes Israel, a close U.S. ally, was probably responsible for planting eavesdropping devices found near the White House and other sensitive locations in the nation's capital. Those devices were found a couple of years ago. The chairman of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, Representative Elliot Engel, has subpoenaed the U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad, to testify at an open hearing of the committee on September 19th. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.